今日的经文是在尼希米记三章一至三十二节，以下是读一至十二节。尼希米记三章一至十二节，那时大祭司以利亚撒和他的弟兄众祭司起来建立羊门，分别为圣，安立门线，又筑城墙到哈米亚楼，直到哈南叶楼，分别为圣。其次是耶利哥人建造，其次是音利的儿子撒克建造。哈西拿的子孙建立鱼门、加横梁、安门线和山锁。其次是哈哥斯的孙子乌利亚的儿子米利末修造。其次是米士撒别的孙子比利加的儿子米舒兰修造。其次是巴拿的儿子撒督修造。其次是提哥亚人修造。但是他们的贵就不用兼他们主的工作。巴西亚的儿子耶和耶大与比所代的儿子米舒兰修造古门、加横梁、安门线和山锁。其次是基遍人米拉提、米伦人雅顿与基遍人，并属河西总督所管的米斯巴人修造。其次是银匠哈海亚的儿子乌舍修造。其次是造香的哈纳尼亚修造。这些人修建耶路撒冷直到宽敞。其次是管理耶路撒冷一半会议的儿子利法亚修造。其次是哈鲁末的儿子耶大亚对着自己的房屋修造。其次是哈沙尼的儿子阿特修造。哈林的儿子马基亚和哈巴哈摩亚的儿子哈述修造一段，并修造牢楼。其次是管理耶路撒冷一半哈罗克的儿子沙龙和他的女儿们修造。
多谢晒。In 1 Corinthians, Paul uses the body as a metaphor for the church.
在哥林多前书那里，保罗是用身体来到比喻教会。
And in that same chapter, he elaborated that the body, the human body, illustrates for us the interdependence of the member of this body, the church.
在同一章入面是用到身体来到去表达出肢体互为依赖的一个嘅信息。
And so as a church, we are to function as a team.
若教会要是团结一致。
To accomplish the mission of the church,
去完成教会的使命
，as she is called to be，
系正如教会系被呼召要做嘅呢样工作。
And so, even as we look at chapter 3, we find certain principles here that can help us in the rebuilding of the church as Nehemiah rebuilds the wall。
喺第三章呢度，我哋揾得到一啲嘅原则，就系尼希米系点样去重修城墙，就好似点样重建教会一样。
And here we learn how Nehemiah how he mustered the people together to work as a team。
我哋喺度睇得到尼希米点样系召聚众人一齐团结一致工作。
And as we saw this book in the beginning, where after he heard the distress of the people in Jerusalem。He prayed to God right at the beginning.
在这卷书卷开头，尼希米就听见他的同胞在耶路撒冷的苦况，就一开始的时候就先祷告。
And I've stated before that prayer is the success to Nehemiah's leadership.
正如之前所讲，尼希米之所以成功是因为祷告。
And in chapter 2, we saw how God answered his prayer in verses 1 to 10.
第二章一至十节就睇得见神点样回应佢嘅祷告。
And then in verses 11-20 of the same chapter, chapter 2, that the first thing he did was he surveyed the work that he needs to do.
而喺第二章嘅十一至二十节就系第一件事就去察看城墙佢将要做嘅事。
And so when you come to chapter 3, here he is actually calling the people and assigning them work.
在第三章这里就见到他是召聚众人，然后将工作分配给他们。
And Everybody was called to do a certain part of that work.
每人都做佢自己要做嘅一份嘅工作。
He called the priests, Levites, temple servants, goldsmiths, perfume makers, merchants, commoners to that task.
佢招聚好多唔同嘅人，有祭司、利未人、奠役、银匠、做香料嘅人、商人同平民。
But there was one group of people who refused to join in.
但有一班人是拒絕去參與這個事工。
You read it in verse 5, and they are the nobles.
在第五節看到就是那一班貴胄。
People who are in the higher echelon of the society.
是在社會上有貴族地位的人。
And so with that summary, let's begin by looking at verses 1 to 5.
我們就由第一至五節開始看。
And I propose to you that humility is the key for a team to work together.
是想跟大家讲是谦卑是一起团结一致的要诀。
And here you see Nehemiah assigning every one of these people to work together doing the same task.
尼希米是招聚这些不同的人去做同一样的工作。
That is, in our today's term, construction work.
就是在我们今天的话语就是去做啲建筑的工作。
And he begins with Eliashib, the high priest, and his colleagues who were assigned to work on the ship gate and the wall up to the tower of the hundred and the tower of Hananel.
由以利亚实这个大祭司开始同他的众祭司们一起就是为到羊门去建造去直到哈米亚楼和哈南叶楼。
And then further, the men of Jericho in verse 2, where to work, and then the people in verse 3, son of Hazanel, to repair the fish gate.
然后第二节就是耶利哥人，然后第三节就是哈西拿的子孙就是建造鱼门。
And Meremoth, son of Uriah, son of Hakoas, assigned to the next section, and Meshulam, son of Berechiah, son of Meshezabel, Zadok, son of Baana, and the man of Tekoa did the next section.
然后哈哥斯的孙子乌利亚的儿子米利末，米士撒别的孙子比利加的儿子米舒兰，同埋巴拿的儿子撒督，同埋提哥亚人就是建下一个嘅段落。
And all of them had no problem with their assignment.
佢哋完全系对佢哋所分出嚟嘅工作系冇问题。
Neither they have problems with those who are leading them.
佢亦都係對嗰啲有呢個領袖去帶領佢哋係沒有問題。
Except with this group of people called or named as the nobles.
除咗呢一班係被稱為貴胄嘅呢一班人。
Why do you think they have a problem?
點解佢哋係有唔願意呢?
Because if you read, even the daughters of Shalom did not say, yucks, so dirty, I don't want to do.
就算是看下去的时候见到沙龙和他的女儿们都没有说话啊好污糟啊我不想做啊。
You know, I might break my fingernails doing those kind of work.
啊会整返我的手指甲。
No, they all roll up their sleeves and work humbly along with the men.
不是那些女儿们就是卷起衫就是同埋去谦卑咁样同啲弟兄一起去工作。
So, why do you think the nobles refuse to be like the ladies even?
点解嗰啲系贵胄去拒绝呢
？Maybe they were too proud.
可能佢哋太过骄傲。
They don't want to submit to the appointed leaders.
佢哋唔想顺从佢哋要跟嘅领袖。
Maybe they think that they should be the leaders.
可能佢哋觉得自己应该系领袖。
Or maybe we think that it's too dirty for them of this class to do such a menial task.
或者系佢哋觉得佢哋呢个嘅社会地位嘅人唔应该做啲粗重嘢。
If that is so, God says in the Bible that He hates pride.
咁呢个圣经所讲系神系讨厌骄傲。
To consider others better than ourselves.
圣经说要看别人比自己强。
To love them as we love ourselves.
应该系爱人如己。
You know, pride is the beginning of our downfall. The Bible says too.
圣经亦都讲到骄傲就系跌倒嘅开始。
You know, there's a story about.A salesman.
有一个故事是关于一个推销员。
And he was successful in closing all his sales.
他成功推销很多的产品。
And he uses this tactic.
他用这个方法。
That is to play on the pride of men.
就是玩弄人的骄傲的心态。
Just as right? A gambling plays on the greed of men.
就係好似賭博咁樣去玩弄人嘅貪婪嘅心態。
So every time he knocks on the door,
每一次敲門嘅時候
，he will say this statement.
佢就會咁樣講。
He says, "Let me show you something several of your neighbors say you can afford."
讓我介紹一下呢一樣嘅貨品係你附近幾個鄰居話你買唔起嘅。
And every time he closes the sales.
每一次佢都能夠成功賣到。
Because he plays on the pride of men.
因為佢利用嗰個人嘅驕傲嘅心。
You see, pride can cause us to do stupid things.
驕傲能夠讓我哋係做一啲愚蠢嘅事。
Even when we don't need it, we will buy it.
就算我哋唔需要嗰件貨品，我哋都買咗翻來。
Humility is the key to how a team work together.
謙卑係一個團隊能團結一致嘅要素。
Because without it,
沒有謙卑嘅話
，you cannot follow your leader.
就唔能夠跟隨你嘅領袖。
Because you want to do things your own ways.
因為你想自己作自己要做嘅事。
You won't listen to him.
你唔會聆聽領袖。
Neither would you behave like Christ Jesus, humbling himself to become a man.
亦都唔會學基督咁樣去謙卑自己成為人。
And even as a man, humbled himself to the lowest of the slaves to wash the feet of the disciples.
甚至成為人之後，亦都係去為到門徒去洗腳。
Where he served the poor and the weak.
去服侍貧窮和軟弱的人。
And I'm sure every one of us want to be like Jesus.
我相信在座都係想成為好似基督嘅樣式。
And I'm sure every one of us want to work as a team together.
我都知道大家係想係團結一致去作工。
But oftentimes it is our pride that gets in the way.
但好多時係我哋自己嘅驕傲去阻擋咗我哋自己。
And our pride comes in many ways.
驕傲係好多方面嚟。
Our selfishness.
自私。
Our self-centeredness.
自我中心。
Our self-righteousness.
自義。
Until we die to ourselves.
除非我哋肯去克服自己。
Humility cannot surface.
呢個謙卑嘅心不能夠出來。
And next, let's look from 16 verses 6 to 19, another principle.
喺六至十九節亦都有另一個重點，係關於如何去團結一致去作工。
Everyone is included.
每一個人係必須參與。
You know, the church, we often say that 20% is doing the work of the 80%.
好多時話教會係得20%嘅人係做緊工作，係比另外嗰80%嘅人。
Because not everybody wants to get involved.
因為唔係每一個人都想參與。
But here you see that Nehemiah employ everyone into the work except for the nobles who refuse to do it.
但呢度見到尼希米係起用每一個人，除咗係嗰班貴就唔肯做。
Everyone is included even if they were female.
就係包括每一個人，係就算係佢哋係女士。
And we see this in the Bible as well throughout the old scriptures.
聖經入面好多處都係咁樣睇到。
We see God uses men and women all the time.
神係起用各種不論男女都係起用佢哋。
He used men more often than women, of course.
好多時都係用男性多過女性。
But he uses both.
但係男女都係會用嘅。
He uses men like Abraham and Paul.
好似亞伯拉罕同埋保羅。
He uses women like Deborah and Priscilla in the New Testament.
神亦都亦都起用底波拉同埋新約入面嘅伯基拉。
And here he uses the woman of, noted for us as the daughters of Shalom.
喺呢度就係睇到沙龙嘅女儿们都係被神使用。
And this woman did not just cook for the men.
佢哋唔係淨係為到男士煮食。
They did the same work with them.
佢係與嗰啲眾弟兄一齊去做同樣嘅工作。
You know, we tend to say that woman is the weaker sex.
我哋常常都話女性係一個較軟弱嘅性別。
And so we don't let them do the work that men do.
因此我哋就唔讓佢哋做一啲應該係男士做嘅嘢。
But when I was in India, I saw the woman working alongside the man doing construction work.
但我喺印度嘅時候就見證到有好多嘅女士都係同男士一齊嘅去做建築工作。
They may not be doing all the building stuff that the man does.
佢哋或者唔係係真係去做好似建築咁樣落手落腳咁樣去好似男人咁樣去做。
But they take a hammer and they break up all the bricks that they took out, they tear down from buildings and they break it into pieces, sitting there breaking for hours into pieces so that they can recycle it to build the building again.
但佢哋將牆上面拆來嚟嗰啲舊磚係揼碎佢，咁就可以係重新嘅去回收再去做一啲新嘅磚。
You know, women can do what men can do.
女士們係可以做男士們所做嘅事。
If they want to.
如果佢哋願意嘅話。
But maybe because it is also pride that stopped them from doing it.
但可能係因驕傲嘅緣故就阻擋咗佢哋咁做。
So the point is, it's the matter of the heart.And not the task.
重點是係心態嘅緣故，而唔係嗰個工作。
You know, of course, there are things that you know positionally God ordained men to be in charge of.
當然有啲崗位係神專門委派弟兄去做去掌管。
And not women.
而唔係女士。
But God still uses women when men don't do them.
但當男士唔願意去做嘅時候，神仍然會起用女士去做。
And we saw that in Deborah, when the man refused to take up leadership, Deborah was raised to become the leader in the day of Judges.
在士師時代的時候，當那些弟兄不願意起來做領袖的時候，就神起用大波拉去做他們的領袖。
See, God is still using women to work alongside with men in the church.
在教會裡面，神是繼續去用姊妹是去與弟兄是同工。
But a lot of time because of our dogmatism, our legalism, our pride that gets in the way that we are not allowed them to do it.
但有時因著教條主義、律法主義或者驕傲，我哋唔容讓佢哋去一齊去做。
In fact, more women actually serving in the church than men.
但其實可以見係喺教會入邊多姊妹服侍多過係弟兄服侍。
And even in the mission field.
甚至乎喺宣教工場亦都係一樣。
And we can attribute this to the fact that more women attend church than men.
我哋可以將呢樣嘢歸因於係多啲女士係嚟到教會多過男士嚟教會。
Or women are more astute to spiritual things than men are.
或者係女士係對於屬靈嘅事情更加敏鋭，更加係上心。
Or could it be that we as men are more prideful and immature than some of these women that are serving?In the mission field or in the church.
但會唔會係因為我哋作為弟兄係比呢啲姊妹更加驕傲同埋唔成熟咧？喺教會入邊同埋喺宣教工場入邊。
I'm not saying you guys, okay?
我唔係指著你哋嚟説。
But this is something that is factual in the research and survey of the different sexes who turn to God.
但係喺許多研究入邊係睇得到呢個嘅現象出現。
In fact, Gary Smalley and John Trent, in their book, Husband and Wives, reported a Harvard study of 700 preschooler researchers, an interesting phenomena that they found out.
在 Gary Smalley 和 John Trent 在他们的一 个研究报告丈夫与太太的这个报告里面看得到学前儿童有一些有趣的现象。
The research was they were taping children in the playground.
他们研究的工作是将在游乐场里面玩的小朋友的声响录下来。
And they realized that all the sounds coming out from the girl's mouth were recognizable words.
他们发觉女孩子口中所发出来的那些声响全部都是可辨别出来是字是词语。
And only 60% of the sounds coming from little boys were recognizable.
而男孩子口中所发出的只是得六成是可以是辨别出是字是词语。
The other 40% were yells and sounds that sounds like vroom, toot toot, you know, all those kind of noises.
另外那四成就是只是那些不同的叫声或者是怪声。
And they say that this difference persists into adulthood.
而佢哋亦都講到呢個嘅分別，亦都係到那些 男女大過咗之後都係一樣。
If you don't believe me, go and watch. Go to the football stadium or the hockey at the baseball game. You will agree.
如果你唔相信嘅話，你就去到球場嗰度去睇一場比賽，你就會發現。
You know, communication experts say that the average woman speaks about 25,000 words a day.
研究人類溝通嘅專家就話到，女士係每一天大概平均講25,000個字。
While the average man like me speaks a little over 10,000 words.
而男士就平均係講大概10,000個字啫。
So what are the implications?
咁喺有咩嘅有咩嘅結果出嚟呢？
Especially in the marriage.
尤其喺婚姻關係上面。
So on average, they say a wife will say she needs to spend 45 minutes to an hour each day in meaningful conversation.
平均嗰啲嘅太太係講到係需要45分鐘至一個鐘頭，每一天係同佢丈夫進行有意義嘅傾談。
With her husband.
係同佢丈夫去傾談。
What does her husband say next to her say is enough for meaningful conversation?
咁坐喺佢側邊嘅丈夫係講到佢哋需要幾多時間同太太係有意義嘅對談呢？
So if you take the words comparison with a man and a woman, then it's about 15 to 20 minutes once or twice a week.
而咁樣比較落去就係大概每星期一至兩次，每次15 to 20 minutes就夠曬。
And that's make our wives pretty upset.
讓到太太們好不滿。
And that's why they go to church.
可能因為咁樣就翻教會。
Because their husband are not talking to them.
因為佢哋丈夫唔同佢哋溝通。
Because they are just making noises.
或者開口都係一堆噪音。
And even if men are coming to church.
但就算係男士都嚟到教會。
They are reluctant to serve in the church.
佢哋係好唔願意去喺教會服侍。
Like the nobles that we read here.
好似經文上面提到嘅貴胄。
Because we think that this, we have more important things to do, and we can leave this to the woman.
因為嗰啲男士覺得我哋有更重要嘅事要做，而將呢啲小事留返俾姊妹們做。
Because they have nothing better to do.
反正姊妹們都無所事事。
Or is it because we don't know how to do?
或者係男士們唔知道點樣做
，especially in spiritual things and spiritual leadership。
尤其喺屬靈嘅事情上面，屬靈嘅帶領方面。
And so we don't want to make a fool of ourselves。
我哋唔想做得唔好。
So we don't want to do。
我哋就唔願意去做。
You see, God is not looking for perfection。
神唔係揾緊做得完美。
God is not looking for you that you can do everything perfectly well and successful。
神唔係呼召你去做，去係完成每一件事係完美嘅成功咁樣去完成。
But God is going to use you and empower you to do it。
神係會係用你同埋去俾力量你去做。
But you must be willing。
但你必須首先要願意。
You must be humble enough to take up that challenge。
要足夠嘅謙卑去肩負起呢個嘅挑戰。
See, God wants both the male and the female。To build his church.
神是需要用男男女女 去建立教会。
He wants to use them to evangelize the world.
是神是用男女去一起去传福音去世界道。
But man has a very big ego.
但弟兄们是很多的自我。
We only want to do the great things.
我们只想做大的事。
We only want to be in leadership. We only want to do preaching. We don't only want to do teaching.
我哋只想喺领导、传道或者教导方面做。
Let me tell you something.
让我告诉
Leading, preaching, teaching can only make us even more prideful.
领导、传道和教导呢啲只会让我哋更加骄傲。
While serving humbly makes us even more humble.
但谦卑地服侍系让到我哋更加谦卑。
Because when you get down on your feet and dirty your hands, it humbles you.
因为我哋跪落嚟，佢要系整污糟双手咁去做事，系让你系会变得更加谦卑。
And this is why we have a lot of intellectual, spiritual, spiritually intellectual snobs.
因此我哋好多系满脑子学识，但系十分细利嘅人。
Very few humble servants.
好少谦卑嘅仆人。
And they sit in ivory towers instead of coming down to the factory floor.
好多都係坐喺象牙塔入面，而唔係落到工廠實地喺廠房嗰度親力親為。
So that they can understand the humble workers down there.
去明白喺工場入面嗰啲神嘅仆人嘅嗰啲嘅謙卑嘅仆人。
God can use us when we are willing, and God will use us when we are humble to do the menial task.
神係會起用我哋，當我哋願意去做，同埋去謙卑咁樣去做。
And it is not that because we say we want to be humble and therefore we can be humble.
唔係話我哋想要變得謙卑就能夠變成謙卑。
Grace is required.
恩典係另一個要素。
You see, in 21 to 32, you see Nehemiah assigning some of the people to work near and far from their home.
尼希米係俾到呢啲工作佢哋做嘅時候，有啲人係住喺遠嘅地方。
You know, when we have to do work or when we want to go to school or send our children to school, we often choose the most convenient way rather than what is inconvenient.
我哋去搵工作或者系去找学校俾孩子嘅时候，我哋都会搵啲最方便嘅，就近自己嘅。
And we will choose to live near those places.
我哋会去搬近去嗰啲地方嗰度。
And we would rather, you know, even if we cannot get anywhere near, we will find ways to get what we want as soon as possible.
就算是去不到那些地方，我们会用其他方法去让到我们是得到我们想要的事。
But these people you read here, they did not try to complain or change for the sake of convenience.
但喺经文嗰度见唔到佢哋系去投诉或者系去想去调换，系为到佢哋自己方便嘅缘故。
They just humbly accepted their assignment.
佢哋谦卑地接纳咗呢个嘅工作。
And follow the leadership of Nehemiah.
跟从尼希米嘅领导。
You know, we often think that you know people who have the means will be the most willing to give.
嗰啲係最願意嘅去我哋好多時都覺得係富有嘅人去施予係比較最願意嘅人。
It's not always true.
但係呢個唔一定常常都對。
And we also think that, you know, those who have not also are people who find it hard to give.
我哋亦都會覺得貧窮嘅人去施予係較個困難。
But it is also not always true.
但係呢個亦都係唔一定常常都對。
Because both groups can find it hard to give or to receive.
但其实是无论富有或者贫穷的人都是很困难去接受或者去施予。
Because of pride.
是因为骄傲的缘故。
Because pride tells each of them not to take.
骄傲的心叫人不要接收人的帮助。
Because you will be obligated to them.
因为会欠咗他人。
Pride also tells the other not to give because he may be rejected.
骄傲嘅心亦都叫人唔好施予，因为对方可能会拒绝你嘅帮助。
By those who you are trying to help.
係嗰啲你想帮嘅人去拒绝你。
So it's not true that those who have and those who have not cannot do otherwise, but they share the same problem with pride.
其实富有的人或者贫穷的人都是面对着同样的问题，就是骄傲。
Pride works at our ego.
骄傲在我们的自我的心里面。
Pride works at our insecurity.
骄傲在我们没有安全感的情况底下。
You see, giving or taking is in itself is not wrong.
接受帮助或者去施予帮助在本身不是错。
It's the heart that is the problem.
而是心态的问题。
But to those who cannot receive,
而对于那些不能够接收人帮助的人
，it's a matter of wanting to save face.
而是关乎顾住自己面子。
And so we need God's grace to give as well as to receive.
因此我们需要神的恩典去施予同埋去接受。
You know why I you know I understand this.
我怎么样去明白这一点？
Because when I became a Christian,
在我成为基督徒之后，
I was too selfish to give.
我是太自私，不懂得去施予。
And I was too proud to take.
我是太骄傲，不懂得去接收。
And after I became a believer,
我成为了信徒之后，
I have to learn to give.
我是学习去施予。
But at that time, I still had a hard time of receiving.
但我仍然是觉得是很难去接收。
And one day, my pastor's wife told me this.
有一天，我个师母这样话俾我听。
And at that time, I was going into full-time ministry.
我当时是就快要进入这个全职的侍奉。
She told me, I need to learn to receive graciously.
我要应个师母话俾我听，我应该要接受帮助，系带着恩典咁样从他人手中接受帮助。
And I didn't understand what she meant.
我唔系好明白佢讲嘅系乜嘢。
Then she explained to me.
佢去讲俾我听。
It was a humble revelation to me.
呢个系一个让我系谦卑下来嘅一个嘅启发。
You know, our Chinese culture does not train us to give and to receive graciously.
我哋中国传统文化系冇唔识得点样去带着恩典咁样去接受。
You know, when we give something,
当我哋去施予一啲嘢嘅时候
when we are given something, if someone wants to give us something,
当人哋系施予一啲嘢俾我哋嘅时候
，what is our first response?
我哋第一个反应系咩呢？
唔好客气啊，唔使，系咪 I interpret for you. But actually, in reality, if you understand the Chinese culture, you know, in our heart, at least some of them, those people who say no, in their heart, they want.
但喺现实当中，系可能就算你讲唔使，但系个心入边仍然想要。
But that's the natural response the culture taught them.
但系文化上面，我哋系咁被教导出来。
And they like to be asked again.
系希望系人哋再问多佢几。
Or force it on you to take it.
或者是要人哋逼你要咁你。
Then it is polite.
咁就係礼貌。
And those people who do not understand, especially, people who are trained in the Western culture, or grew up in the Western culture.
咁喺唔明白当中含义嘅或者喺西方文化长大嘅。
They will respond by the face value of what they say.
佢就会按照对方嘅字面理解。
And then,If you take that face value of what they say, no, and you do not give them, or you take it back, then suddenly you find that they are angry with you.
如果是按照字面解，咁人哋讲唔使，咁佢就即刻就唔再问，就收翻。
And you were scratching your head, what did I do wrong?
咁佢就好奇怪，对方态度点解咁冷淡
？You see, as Christians, we need to learn to have grace to give and to receive.
作为基督徒，我哋系必须学习去带着恩典咁样去接受同埋施予。
You know, the parable of the prodigal son is an example for us to learn from this value.
嗰个比喻，浪子嘅比喻系一个嘅例子，系俾我哋知道。
We know the father exhibit unconditional grace and love for his prodigal son.
这个父亲为到他的浪子去施予无条件的恩典和爱。
And grace is unconditional.
恩典是无条件。
If it's conditional, then it's legalism.
如果是有条件的话就是律法主义。
You know, this is also ingrained in our Chinese culture.
这个也是我们中国文化里面。
You know, if I take you out for lunch, you will return it.With another lunch back.
如果我请你吃饭，我就期望你之后请翻我吃饭。
You know, that's no longer grace. Actually, that is legalism.
咁呢个就唔系恩典啦，呢个就系律法主义。
See, grace gives freely.
恩典系无条件嘅俾出去。
Without expecting anything in return.
没有期望任何回报。
Until we learn that what grace means, it is hard for us to work as a team.
除非我哋系学识系点样系有呢个无条件嘅恩典，否则我哋就好难团结一致。
Because everything that we do for each other, we expect a return.
因为我们为人所做的，我们就期望人家要回报。
And we cannot really work together because there is underlying expectations.
咁我哋就唔能够团结一致咁样去作工，因为喺底下系有一个嘅期望有回报。
You see, Nehemiah's love for his people prompted him to show grace to his own people by giving up his perfectly satisfying, comfortable lifestyle in the palace.
尼希米对佢嘅同胞嘅爱就驱使佢去无条件咁样去为佢哋去作工，去放弃佢嘅舒适嘅生活。
And go and rebuild this wall.
去到嗰度去重建城墙。
And the wall was restored because the people were willing to humble themselves to work with him.
呢个城墙系被建立起嚟，因为嗰啲人系愿意佢谦卑落嚟去与佢同工。
Except for a few.
除了好少数的人。
Humility and unconditional grace are key ingredients of working as a team.
无条件的恩典和谦卑的心 是必须团结一致同心作工的要素。
You know, when I was serving still in Edmonton,
在 Edmonton 侍奉的时候
and we were talking about changing our worship time.
我哋就去谈论我哋改变我哋崇拜嘅时间。
The Cantonese Mandarin English service, we were talking about making room for growth.
粤语、国语、英语，我哋系谈论紧点样去俾多啲空间出嚟，让有增长。
But then we realized the interdependence of each congregation was so great.
但我哋每个堂会系彼此嘅去要依赖。
That changing one's group time will affect everyone else.
如果一个堂会改变时间，会影响到另外两个堂会的时间。
But that's not the main problem.
但这个不是最大的问题。
The main problem was no one was willing to be inconvenienced.
但最大的问题是无人愿意 去接受一些不方便。
Everyone wants convenience and wants the best for themselves.
每人都是希望自己有最方便自己的，最对自己最好的。
We didn't know how to give graciously.
我哋唔识得点样去有恩典咁样去俾出去。
We don't know how to give sacrificially.
我哋唔识得点样去有牺牲精神嘅去俾出去。
We do not understand what is humility.
我哋唔明白谦卑。
Because we were blinded by our pride and our selfishness.
因为我哋因着自己嘅骄傲同埋自私去使到我哋睇唔见。
And we need God's grace.
我哋需要神嘅恩典
，to be humble and to be selfless，
去谦卑落嚟，去无私咁样。
You know, Tim Hensel in his book Holy Sweat told of a story about this guy Jimmy Durante.
Tim Hensel 喺佢嘅书《为神流汗》系讲到一个嘅事件，系关于 Jimmy Durante。
And he's one of the great entertainers of his generation.
佢喺当代嚟，佢喺当时嚟讲系一个好出名嘅。嘅娛樂嘅人
，and must be a very old entertainer because I don't know who he is actually。
啊，一定係一個年紀好大㗎啦，因為我都唔認識佢。
Because it actually he is in the World War II era。
係喺二次大戰嘅時間。
And Jimmy was asked to be part of a show in this World War II for the World War II veterans。
Jimmy 就被請去呢度喺退伍軍人面前係有一場 show。
And so he told the organizer, he says, you know, my schedule is very busy.
佢就去同嗰个嘅机构讲，我系好忙碌嘅。
I can only be there for a few minutes and then I have to leave.
我最多能够嚟几分钟咁我就要走啦。
And so, would they mind if he just do a short monologue and leave immediately?
如果去做一场好短嘅独白戏，然之后即刻就走。
And the director of the show agreed.Happily.
咁而经理亦都好欣然嘅接受。
But when Jimmy got on stage,
但当 Jimmy 上到台嘅时候
，something happened.
有啲事情发生咗。
He finishes short monologue.
佢做完嗰场好短嘅独白戏。
But he stay longer than he wanted.
但佢系却留喺台上面长过佢所预期。
Because as the applause grew louder and louder.
嗰啲嘅掌声越嚟越响嘅时候
，he kept staying，
佢就继续喺台上。
And pretty soon he had been there for 15, 20, then 30 minutes in total。
咁好快，佢喺台上面十五分钟、二十分钟、三十分钟。
Finally, he took a last bow and left.
最后鞠躬就离场。
And so when he was leaving, going through the backstage, someone stopped him and says,
咁佢离开后台嘅时候，有个人停低落嚟去问佢。
I thought you had to go after a few minutes.
我以为你几分钟之后就要走。
What happened?
系发生咩事呢
？So Jimmy answered.
Jimmy 就咁答。
I did have to go.
我系要走嘅。
But I can show you the reason why I stay.
但我想俾你睇一个原因，我点解留低。
You can see it for yourself.
你自己可以去睇下。
You look down on the front row.
睇下头嗰一行。
And in the front row there were two men.
头嗰一行有两个军人。
And each has lost an arm in the war.
每一个军人都缺咗一只手。
One lost the right, the other lost the left.
一个缺咗右手，一个缺咗左手。
And they were joining hands to clap together.
佢哋两个一左一右咁样去拍掌。
And he says, "Look at them. They are clapping their hands. They are clapping with the hands they had left, and doing loudly and cheerfully." It's a beautiful picture of a team working together.
佢哋系用剩翻落嚟嘅一只手去一齐嘅合作去拍掌，系好大声嘅、好喜乐嘅咁嘅拍掌，系一个好美丽嘅图画，一个团结一致一起作工。
And he says, or he asks, "What can we do? Why can't we do the same as these two veterans when we have two perfect hands?"
咁佢就问反观我哋自己有健全嘅双手，点解我哋唔可以好似呢两个退伍军人咁样去做？
Do we have to wait until we lose one before we realize we have to work together as a team?
我哋系咪要等到我哋损失咗一只手，我哋才发觉我哋需要团结一致，同心作工
？May God give us the humility and the grace to work together as a team to rebuild His church.
求神俾谦卑同埋恩典，我哋去团结一致，同心作工，重建教会。
Let's pray. 亲爱天父，求神你自己赐恩赐谦卑，同俾我哋每个人愿意喺神你嘅教会嚟侍奉你，嚟建立你自己嘅教会。奉主耶稣嘅名求，阿门。